Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Yes, yes. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR, man. Listen up, man. This is crazy. I'm just getting over pod block. You know what I'm saying? You know how rappers and authors, they be like, yo, I had writer's block. I had pod block. You know what I'm saying? I had, last week, my wife was at work. My kids is still with my mom's. So I was dolo, right? Dolo for the weekend. And I'm like, all right, I'm about to go in content-wise. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in content-wise. I'm going to record and I'm going to stack my podcast up and do this, I'm going to do that. So when I came and I turned my Rodecast on and I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't want to talk about none of this shit. I had a whole bunch of shit to talk about. Soon as I hit record, it's like I just got a fucking brain freeze. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, nah, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about that. Nah, scratch that. Nah, scratch that. All the stuff I had mapped out was like, eh. And that's the thing with podcasting. Like, it's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. Don't get it twisted. Start a podcast. It's easy. I come downstairs, hit record on my Rodecaster, start talking. That's easy. But sometimes it could be challenging because you'll be like, you may want to talk about something at a certain particular time and then be like, eh, nah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened to me. I was like, yo, bet, I'm going to talk about boom, 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 boom. And then when it was time to, I just got a fucking pod. I'm calling it pod block. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm not a writer. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have writer's block. I have pod block. You know what I'm saying? And that happens. And it's crazy because I was like, yo, I even told my wife, I was like, yo, she called me. She asked me if I recorded. And I was like, yo, I really just sat here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did attempt a couple of episodes. Like, I did attempt to record, but I didn't like it. So I scrapped it. You know what I'm saying? I just scrapped it. I'm not going to keep it if it was not to my liking. You know what I'm saying? And that's the good thing about podcasting. It's like, I can drop. Like, I can drop a podcast every day this week if I want to. You know? But, you know, I feel like I'm getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because I really was blank. Like, I went in my notepads. Like, and I'm a very, like, imaginative person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get a spark from any little thing and create from it. You know what I'm saying? I can see any little thing and create from that. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, I'm on Google, I'm looking at the news. None of that shit made me want to talk about it. None of that gave me no spark or no ideas. I wasn't seeing anything. And I don't know if it was like that because I was already like in that mind frame of like having like a pod block, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I was just in that mind frame, but I'm just like, yo, man, this ain't working. You know what I'm saying? So I said, yo, you know what, man, let me chill. Let me just clear my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, my kids, like I said, my kids, they're still with my mom. So, you know, me and the wife, we just been spending time, man. You know, that good quality time, going out to eat, movies, dinner, things like that, you know. So that's always a good thing, man. I love spending time with her, and that's what I've been doing for the past week, man. You know what I'm saying? Just relaxing and you know, working, chilling with the wife, going out, and you know, just doing my 1-2. But yeah, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast today, man. They had my man Lloyd Banks on there. Salute to Joe Budden, man. That man got a Lloyd Banks interview. Lloyd Banks haven't done an interview in over 5 or 6 years. I think I seen a somebody posted that joint, one of the like the hip hop blogs. I think his last interview was like 5 years ago or something like that, you know. And salute to Banks, man. He got an album dropping Friday called The Curse of the Inevitable 2. You already know I'm getting it. Banks is one of my favorite rappers. G-Unit's my favorite group. You know what I'm saying? So that's right up my alley right there. You know, I wish the interview was longer. You know what I'm saying? It was like over an hour. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a good interview. I wish I could have got a little more. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little longer. Maybe they would have went in a little more in depth about certain things. You know what I'm saying? I would have liked to, you know, just I don't know. I would have liked a little more. You know what I'm saying? I would have liked a little more, but I'm not knocking the interview. Dope interview. You know what I'm saying? Definitely not knocking it. I just personally would have wanted a little more. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe because I haven't heard from Banks in so many years. Not, like, musically, but, like, just talking and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have liked to get more in there, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I got questions that I would like to ask him if he ever get on this platform. I would love to talk music with Lloyd Banks. You know what I'm saying? But, another thing they talked about, which was something that I was going to talk about, because I keep, like, Conway the Machine, you know what I'm saying? He's an artist. He's from Buffalo. And, you know, he has some words for Flex. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Let me play what he said instead of me trying to reiterate what he said. Hold on. Hold up 1 second.
My opinion, man, y'all gotta get New York and shit. Get them old niggas about the way, like Flex and them niggas, man. You know what I mean? Them gatekeepers that y'all got up there, man, that's trying to dictate, like, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Good thing I don't need y'all niggas, because if I needed y'all niggas would be fake stifling my growth. Y'all don't play my shit. Sus One, you got on Wendy Williams show, nigga, on primetime TV, nigga, and, like, say what you said. Flex, every chance you get, you said that. You got to stand on that. We got to get rid of y'all niggas, man. Let some new, young, tapped in, really tapped in with the streets ass niggas be the DJs and run that shit up there at Hot 97, nigga, and all that shit. And I love Hot 9, but it's weirdos, like you weirdo DJ niggas, and y'all niggas think that y'all run New York, nigga. Y'all is lame and clowns. I hate motherfucking the media. I hate you DJ niggas. Not all of them. Like, just some of y'all niggas in New York City, man. Y'all niggas be just doing weirdo shit, bro.
Now, I see people agreeing. I see people disagreeing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to necessarily agree or disagree. I'm here to say, like, I'm from New York. I grew up in a certain era, and that's forever gonna be attached to the reason why I'm a hip hop head. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York is the reason. That New York sound is the reason for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for some anybody else in the other places or things like that. They might have came up on a different type of sound. You know what I'm saying? But my nostalgic is different. I know that, you know, the radio can't just get up there and just play Griselda all day. You know what I'm saying? I get that. You know what I'm saying? They got a certain demographic. They got a certain audience. They got a certain type of, you know, listener and all that. I get that. I don't get how New York, to me, is like, it's nothing wrong with playing the OG nostalgic New York sound. That's just my opinion. I get the drill music. The drill movement is popping right now. That's with the youngins. Cool. Everybody ain't youngins. Everybody not youngins. You know what I'm saying? And New Yorkers will appreciate New York sounding shit. Trinidad James is from the South. And they said it on the Budden podcast as well. He's from the South. That nigga came to New York and said, yo, this whole time I've been riding in New York, it didn't feel like New York. The radio stations sound like I'm home in Atlanta. I don't care what's the most popping, highest thing or whatever, radio song, whatever, whatever. You still New York. You go to Atlanta, you hear motherfuckers that you never heard before because they buzzing in the city and they DJs is supporting it. You understand what I'm saying? Griselda, they got that grimy New York feel, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking the drill music. I'm not knocking their movement. Salute to them. I'm not trying to sound like an old nigga who just want, but come on, man. If it was whack, I say, yo, fuck that shit. Don't play it. It's whack. Don't play it. But it's not whack. They make fire music. There has to be a spot for that, too. It has to be a, that's why they came and they popped like they did. Because they filled in a spot that niggas was acting like they forgot about. This is New York. This is what it sound like. Oh, y'all don't want to do it. I'm going to do it. And now they popping. Regardless on if he gets played on Hot 97 or not, he comfortable. I'm sure he's making enough money to support him and his family. I'm sure he feels comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you don't need it. But at the same time, if I'm from New York, I want to hear me on New York at some point. Come on, man. This is legendary. This is a legendary fucking, this is a staple. Hot 97 is a staple. If I'm a rapper or artist from New York, I'm going to want to be on Hot 97 too. Regardless if it's doing something for my career or not, this is the Mecca. You know what I'm saying? This is the Mecca. Just like if I was an NBA player. If I was an NBA player, I want to go to the Knicks. I don't care how trash they was. That's the Mecca. I want to go ball in the Garden. Fuck it. I'll go there. You know what I'm saying? New York, man. It's New York. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with the drill music. Nothing wrong with the drill movement. I get it. I get it. I get it. Evolution. Change. All that. I get that. But don't just look at niggas funny and push off the, you know, nostalgic New York sound and act like that wasn't a thing or that ain't as relevant or that ain't as popping. Because it's a bunch of motherfuckers. They just ain't, they just tired of fucking howling at the moon trying to get people to understand that, yo, we still like that not nostalgic sound of New York as well. You know what I'm saying? And I see both sides and everybody arguing the back and forth, whatever, whatever. But, you know, like I said, man, I'm an 80s baby. You know what I'm saying? And I like content. I like hard beats. I like subject matter. You know what I'm saying? I like when people is talking that talk. And I know the new era, y'all got some spitters. Y'all got some people that talk that talk. But don't just knock this man because he feel like, yo, I'm from New York and I want to get played on New York too. You know what I'm saying? Because keep it a buck, y'all. They play a lot of bullshit on there, man. And y'all don't even be liking this shit. Y'all just hear it so much that y'all programmed to think y'all like it. Half this shit trash, man, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Another thing. That was my New York rant. You know what I'm saying? That was my New York rant. But I also want to speak on this, man. Hold on 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Let me find this for you real quick, cause it's something else that's going on, man. We need to talk about.
I just popped up, man. I got three young men right here. They got Pusheasty masks on, hoodies on. He got the, I don't know what you want to call this, and he got his hoodie on. Why do y'all wear hoodies and ski masks in this 90 degrees out here? Can y'all talk to me and tell me what's going on? Like, honestly.
Never lacking.
Never lacking? From who?
Who, bro? Answer the question, bro.
Lacking from who? Where the ops at, bro? Now, I am not saying. Y'all laughing. Because if it was real ops, you wouldn't be laughing. Is that just something like you just want to do it? Like you just want to just say, I just want to do it because it's a fad or something?
Facts.
Okay, so that's what it is. But y'all not hot? Really, you not hot? There we have it, y'all. They not hot. You not hot, bro?
All right. So, that's a video that I seen on Instagram. A dude walked up to three kids, teenagers. Summertime, They got the one dude had a face mask on with the Pooh Shiesty on top. One dude had the other two dudes had hoodies on. It's the middle of the summer. They're walking around with hoodies, ski masks, and these Pooh Shiesties. He said, why? He said, oh, we not lacking. Not lacking from who? The ops. Laughing. Right? He laughing. Oh, the ops. I hate it. I hate this era of youngins that think that everything is a game, man. This shit ain't no fucking game, man. It's 90 degrees out here. Y'all got ski masks on. Like, that's what we doing now? We walking around in 90 degree weather with ski masks on because it look cool, or you want to feel like, yo, I got ops out here. I got ops out here. Nah. That ain't the move. You know what I'm saying? I got a son. I wish he would. You know what I mean? I wish he would. Like, it's nothing wrong with defending yourself. But see, what these youngers don't understand is, man, y'all niggas is out here beefing over nothing. Y'all beefing over nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, first off, it start over some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It start over some dumb shit. Then it carries on and 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 on. Where's the OGs at? Where's the OGs on the block that see this nigga walking down the street in 90 degree weather with a fucking ski mask on? Where the nigga from the block that's gonna say, yo, my man, take that shit off, man. It's too hot for all that. Take that shit off. What you got that on for? And now these youngins, they so reckless that they'll be dirty. They'll be walking. They'll be dirty as shit. Gun, 2-3 guns on them, all type of weeds, drugs, whatever. And you got a fucking hoodie on. And you wondering why your ass sitting in jail right now. You're giving the cops every fucking reason to fuck with you. All right. It's 1,000 degrees out here. This nigga got a ski mask on. Let's pull him over, man. Hey, what's up, man? What you got on you? They gonna fuck with you. Now they gonna find your stash. Found your whole pack because you want to run around and be fucking obvious because you want to have a ski mask on and it's 10,000 degrees outside. That don't make no sense, man. Like, come on, man. Everybody don't got no fucking ops, man. All y'all don't got ops, man. Some of y'all out here in the street doing your 1-2. Hey, man, it is what it is. I can't tell you how to live your life. But a lot of y'all niggas think that shit is cool. Y'all want to look like y'all got ops. Y'all want to look like some street niggas. I don't want to look like no street nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want to look like a husband. I want to look like a father. Fly, but I want to look like a husband, and I want to look like a father. I don't want to look like no street nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want to look like a man. You know what I mean? These niggas is so young and some so dumb and so just blinded by the fact of just looking. Y'all want to, even if y'all don't got beef, y'all want to look like y'all got beef. That's bugged out to me. Why do you want beef? Why do you want to look like you got beef? Even if you ain't got no drama, you want to look like you got drama. Man, I'm a grown man. I don't want drama. I don't want problems with nobody. That shit corny. As a man, I'm going to defend myself. Cool. That goes without saying. Just like every other man in the world who feels like that. But niggas don't want no fucking beef and drama. That shit ain't ill. Then y'all be on fucking Instagram. I done seen niggas shot on Instagram saying, yo, I'm shot. I done seen niggas shooting on Instagram. Like, yo, come on, man. What 50 said? 50 said, when real rude boys pop off, they don't want credit. Because if niggas know you did it, then police know you did it. I'm going to say that again for you youngins. When real rude boys pop off, they don't want the credit. Because if niggas know you did it, then police know you did it. Y'all telling on yourselves. Y'all be listening to all these rappers, all these drill rappers who out here doing this and doing that from whatever gang. And y'all little asses thinking like, oh, now we lit. Now we got to do this and do that. I seen a video where it was some young niggas in middle school or high school or something like that. Regardless, the niggas was in school. Every one of them had guns on them. I'm like, my nigga, what's going on, man? Y'all niggas is young, man. Y'all don't even know what's ahead of you. Y'all don't know what it's like when them doors get closed behind you and you can't go home and your mom can't come get you. Now your little ass is in jail crying, ready to tell on everything moving. See, y'all don't think about that part of it. Y'all just think about the Instagram looking cool. Oh, I got a gun. That shit ain't cool. That shit is corny. Your niggas out here beefing, going to jail, doing all this dumb shit before you can realize what you want to do with your life. You don't even know what you want to do with your life yet. And you out here with 3 guns on you and all this shit. Broke as fuck. Ain't got no money in your pocket. Ain't got no car, no crib, no nothing. Just a bunch of guns. That shit is ass backwards. Out here listening to all these songs and all these rappers who half of them niggas is probably soft in real life. Like, come on, man. Half them niggas is probably hiding behind a gun. Run down on them in the street and niggas that get the whole ass in on your ass. But y'all niggas is following these niggas. They're millionaires now. They're talking about shit they used to do, for the most part. You got the exceptional couple that's still, you know, trying to play both, you know what I mean? But for the most part, niggas is talking about what they used to do. And y'all out here doing it now. Salute to No, man, the Baltimore banger, man. I know y'all probably don't remember or forgot, but back when Jim Jones was running around with the Bird Gang, right? He had this rapper named No. He sounded like Jay-Z, so he was blackballed. You know what I'm saying? And I always felt like that was weird because he's a grown-ass man. He can't help how he sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, somebody say I sound like fucking Shaq. That's just my voice. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I was purposely trying to sound like Shaq, that's one thing. But if I'm just naturally like, yo, I just happen to have a voice that's similar to Shaq's, it's nothing I could do about that. My talent should overweigh that. But Jay-Z is Jay-Z, and you sound too much like him. That's it. And you with Jim. We not dealing with them right now, Jay-Z and Jim Jones. Now you had 2 strikes against you already. First off, you sound like Jay-Z. Then you down with Dipset. That's 2 strikes. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, salute to No. I remember a minute ago, man, he was supposed to get on the podcast and shit, man. You know, so hopefully one day I could get him on here, man. But I did reach out to him. He hit me back. He was supposed to get on, but I'm going to play a little snippet from this joint. Hold on. I'm going to play this little snippet because he made a point here. And this is what I feel about you youngins. This is like what I feel about you youngins.
Youngins want their glory quick. What you hear is black strike. Bad days come from bad thought ricochets. Control that, and you can pay what the sticker says. A wood wheel awaits. In 20 minutes, you can be on 95 with your weed and your dealer plates. I know you youngins want that glory quick. What you hearing on the radio ain't gory like the story gets. You ain't living all that gunfire fights. And all
he said, I know you youngins want that glory quick. But what you hearing on the radio ain't gory like the story get. Y'all niggas need to pay attention, man. I know you youngins want that glory quick. But what you hearing on the radio ain't gory like the story get. Think about that. Nigga, you're just hearing words over hot beats and shit like that. You understand? Oh, dancing around with the gun. I shot this nigga and I shot that nigga. Nigga, you just hearing this shit. They not telling you that, yo, after you shoot this man and you go to jail, and now you got to deal with that man's brother that's been locked up, or that man's father, or that man's cousin, or that man's friend that's in jail for whatever reason they in jail for, and they strong in the jail, and they beat the dog shit out of you every fucking day, starve you, take your money, take your food, you know what I'm saying? Possibly kill you. They not telling you this in the songs. They're not telling you what happens after you pull that trigger and now you're in jail in an 8x10 cell for 30 fucking years. You niggas is out here broke with no money, shooting shit up, going crazy for nothing. Shooting shit up, going crazy to get a public defender on a fucking murder trial or shooting or robbery or whatever the case with a fucking public defender. Get it together, youngins. Handle your shit as a man. Cool. I can't say nothing about that. I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? But come on, youngins. We got to do better, man. And if you around some youngins and you ain't advising them to cut that dumb shit out, you just as bad. If you older than them and you still watching youngins do the dumb shit, ain't no youngin gonna come around me and be moving like that. That ain't what it is, man. Fuck out of here, nigga. Go get your little ass a job or something. Go get a job, man. Get fly. Get a whip. Get a family. That's gangster. Not sitting around with 9 guns on you all day looking stupid. That shit ain't gangster. I don't care. That shit ain't gangster, nigga. That shit ain't gangster. I don't gotta walk around with no gun. I don't gotta have a ski mask on in the summertime to look gangster and all that. I don't wanna look gangster. I don't wanna act gangster. You know what I'm saying? The fuck, nigga? I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You know what I'm saying? Fly dad, a fly husband. Like, come on, youngins. Like, for real. Come on. Y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And that's the part where y'all not even realizing, man. Like, it's not fucking worth it, man. It's not. And I keep saying this shit because it's like, damn, yo. Stop listening to these songs about all these ops and shit and thinking you got ops. You ain't got no fucking ops, man. And if you did got ops, yo, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because again, I can't, you out here, you in the shit, you in the shit. I'm talking about for you niggas that's out here looking like you in this shit, but in all reality, you not in shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that everybody's as gangster this and gangster that. Y'all just niggas ain't got no cuffs on you yet. You don't know who gonna tell. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gangster and hard body. I'm gangster. I'll shoot this nigga in the head 20 times. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do all this. But guess what? What's going to happen when it's time for you to do them 30 years? You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen when they say, yeah, 30? Every single one of these niggas is in jail like, damn, yo. Come on, man. Niggas is getting 40, 50, 60 years, wild numbers. It's not worth it, youngin. Go get you a job, man. Go start your business, man. Stop running around shooting shit up, man. I be seeing the most bugged out videos on Instagram, man. I see niggas pull up in the car, hop out, start shooting crazy, shooting while people with their kids, all type of stuff. Come on, man. What we doing, yo? And like I keep saying all the time, it's 2022. Me and my wife, right now, as we speak, it's 11 o'clock on the dot. Right now, it's 11 o'clock on the dot. Right? When I'm getting done recording this, we might take a walk around the park. I mean, around our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? We like to take our nightly walk. We usually do it like when we get off from work, take a stroll and shit. But sometimes we do it at night, whatever. Damn near every house we walk by, ring camera, some type of camera. You niggas is pulling up in residential neighborhoods, jumping out and shooting out your own car. Everybody got a fucking camera. You niggas is still jumping up, shooting out your own car. Recklessly at that. I seen one shit. Dude pulled up in front of somebody's house with an AK. Got out. He was dancing around in a circle. When I say dancing, I mean like literally dancing. Like literally dancing with the gun. Dancing in a circle. Then he starts shooting at the house. Then he's dancing. Then he jumped in the car, peeled off. It's on camera. Like, you niggas is bogged out. Youngins, it ain't cool, man. All that carrying 4 or 5 guns on you and all that, that's not cool. And your little ass gonna be sick when you sitting in there, that 8x10 cell, for the rest of your life. And you're gonna be dolo. Because they ain't gonna be gang, ain't gonna be there with you. It's just gonna be you. So start thinking about what you're doing before you do it. Stop wanting to go out here and look like you got beef and look like you got ops and look like you're tough and all. That shit ain't cool, man. You want to look tough with me? Go get a family. Go get a kid. Go get a crib. Go get a car. Go get a job. Then you look tough to me. Then you look gangster to me. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. Straight up and down. That's where I'm at with it. All that other shit don't impress me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that type of nigga. I don't give a fuck how many guns you got, how what you do with them. I don't care about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I really don't. You want to show me you gangster? Go get a job. Go get a family. Go get a wife. Go get some kids. Go get a crib, car, all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Stand on morals and principles. Then you gangster. You know what I'm saying? Then you gangster. Wearing a poo shiesty in a sweater with in a million degree weather is not gangster to me. You know what I'm saying? Just cause you'll shoot somebody and stab somebody, that's not gangster to me. Go get a job. You know what I'm saying? Go get a crib, go get a whip. Go get a family. Hold your family down. You know what I'm saying? Then you gangster.
It's 90 degrees outside. Why y'all still wearing poo-shiesty masks? Any nigga with that mask on, ass stink, and they motherfucking pussy. Y'all scared of yourselves. Y'all scared. But y'all supposed to be the tough guys. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all look like a suspect. Y'all want to go to jail? Y'all must want the cops to stop y'all. Y'all must want to get yourself hurt. Y'all must want to get hurt. Because any nigga I see with a poo-shiesty mask, no, I'm ready to boom you. Y'all niggas stink, bro. Your whole body and ass got an odor. I know you smell your breath booming. I know you got to smell it. Because all of y'all doing drugs, y'all smoke mad weed, don't brush your teeth or nothing. Your whole fucking face stink, bro. Take it off.